This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
NBA champion of the Chicago Bulls, 93 team. I have to mention this, former New York Knick, one of my favorite teams growing up. One of the earliest three-point specialists and season leader and champion for youth education, athletics, and well-being, and philanthropy. Trent Tucker, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Jordan's a friend of yours. You were a teammate of his as well. Did you know at the time, did the teammates at the time think that's the best player ever?
You know, in his third year, I was still playing for the Knicks. And it was a home opener. And we played the Chicago Bulls. And back then, you know, the game was a lot more physical, where you could push and grab. And my guys out of the air, and there were no flagrant fouls. Guys weren't thrown out of the game for being rough and tough. And with all of the physical play that we gave him during that, he was still able to score 50 points in a close win for the Chicago Bulls. And I walked off the floor, and some of the reporters who came into the locker room, and they asked the question, you know, your thoughts on Michael Jordan's performance. And the first thing I said was that I've seen and played against some of the greatest players ever played basketball. Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. I said, but I haven't seen anyone better than the guy that I played against tonight. On that night, it led me to believe that Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player ever.
Wow, that's super exciting. I mean, you've had such a great career. How fun the names you're naming are all legends, and they've held up, obviously, still hold up when you name who they are. You know, I'm curious about Jordan. We know how talented he is, but what percentage raw? Because we see, especially in the Last Dance, like his work ethic. Like, forget the parties, I want to go to sleep so I can. Of course, the gambling and all that fun stuff we just saw, great. But. So such a work ethic and such a competitive spirit. What percentage do you think is just raw talent? Because many people are given talent, don't do anything with it. And what percentage is that unwavering drive to be absolutely the best and never, I mean, what percentage did you see? You knew him well.
Well, you see a lot of guys who have the raw talent. And the raw talent can only take you so far. But if you don't have the work ethic, you're not able to achieve the things that you should be able to achieve with that raw talent. You know, Michael Jordan had a combination of the great raw talent, but he had the right work because he wanted to be the best. He was driven to put in the work every single day to put himself in the conversation of some of the greatest players of all time. And one day I asked him a question, you know, you go on the road and you might see this one time, and why are you so focused on making sure that you go out and be at your best? He said, because this might be the only time that you get to see me perform this year. And I want to make sure that if this is the only time they're going to see me, they're going to see Michael Jordan at his best.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.